Once upon a time, there was a brother and sister named Luke and Nora. One morning, as they were about to leave for school, the two kids were waiting in the back seat of their van until their mom showed up. They looked at the clock and it said 8 o'clock. As they were waiting, their dog Ollie jumped into the back seat because he loved car rides and loved being with Luke and Nora. As they were waiting, Luke jumped into the driver's seat and put his hands on the steering wheel and moved it back and forth as he pretended that he was driving the car. But then, all of a sudden, the engine turned on and the van slowly started rolling backwards out of the garage. Nora, who was still in the back seat, said, Luke, did you just do that? Is the car moving? But before Luke could do anything, the car had already rolled halfway down the driveway, and it was almost into the street. Nora said, Luke, this is not funny, and it's not a game. You need to stop the car now. But Luke hadn't even done anything. He didn't even know how to start the car, let alone put it into reverse and start backing it up. Luke said, I didn't do anything, Noel. I promise. How do I stop it? Nora said, I don't know. Is there something on the floor you're supposed to push? But when Luke looked down, he couldn't even reach the floor. What was he supposed to do? And by this time, the van had already backed up into the road and the car was getting faster. Luke knew he had to act fast, so he grabbed the wheel and pulled it hard. They heard the tires squealing loudly as the whole front of the car spun across the road. And in all the commotion, he must have somehow shifted gears because the car wasn't going backwards anymore. It was going straight forward, and it was going even faster now. Luke screamed, Nora, what do we do? I can't drive. And as they quickly approached the end of their road, they had to either turn right or left. But one thing was for sure, they could not keep going straight or they were gonna fly right off the road. As the car continued getting faster, all Nora could say was, oh, and then Luke said, oh, and then Ollie said, oh, and at the last possible second, Luke grabbed the steering wheel and yanked it hard. The van spun around wildly as gum and coins and other knickknacks flew around inside the car. Boy, it's a good thing they had their seatbelts on. They were still alive in one piece, but now they were on an even busier road. Other cars were flying by them left and right, just barely missing them as Luke struggled to keep the van on the road. Meanwhile, Ollie was sticking his head out the window and really enjoying all the fresh air with the wind in his face. Suddenly, both of them heard a loud noise of a blaring horn. They looked up and saw a huge dump truck headed right at them. This was the biggest dump truck they had ever seen. It was so big, it practically took up the entire road. Luke didn't have much time to think. All he could do was grip the wheel tightly, and when he jerked the wheel this time, they made such a sharp turn that the whole van went up to the side on two wheels. The van was almost tipping over. But luckily, Nora also knew how to think fast. She opened the window on the other side of the van, and she and Ollie leaned their bodies out of the other side to help counterbalance the weight and get the van back under control. And they just barely made it around that dump truck. Once the van was back on all four wheels, they looked out the window and they saw a school bus pulling up right next to them. And Luke saw someone on the bus that he recognized. It was his friend Logan, who looked down at Luke. And he couldn't believe that Luke was driving the van all by himself. They gave each other a quick wave, and then the van sped off ahead. Now the van was going faster than ever before, and they were flying past every other car on the road like they were standing still. It was an absolute miracle that this van had not crashed by now. Now, luckily, they looked around and looked ahead and they didn't see any other cars on the road in front of them. Maybe they'd even have a few minutes to learn how to drive this thing for real. Maybe they could even figure out how to pull the van over to the side of the road and stop it altogether. And so they started just pushing random buttons all over the van, trying to figure out what each part of the van would do. But right then, they started to hear a siren behind them. Nora looked back, and she saw a police car. Now, Luke knew that meant he was supposed to stop and pull over the car to the side of the road. But he couldn't stop. He didn't even know what he was doing. What was he supposed to do? The siren got louder and louder. And then a voice came over the loudspeaker as the officer said,
"This is the police. Pull your car over immediately."
But they couldn't stop. What were they supposed to do? The chase kept going. And after a few minutes, another police car joined in the chase. And then another. It wasn't much longer until Luke looked up and saw a police helicopter following them from the sky, along with 20 police cars behind them. Oh, if only he knew how to tell them that this had all just been a terrible mistake and that he wasn't trying to run from them. He just didn't know how to stop the van. Oh, Luke sure hoped he wasn't going to get in trouble for this. And just when they thought all hope was lost, Nora looked down and saw a button in the front of the car with a little picture on it. And the picture kind of looked like a rocket ship. "Hey, Luke, what's this one for?" Nora asked. And Luke replied, "I don't know. Just push it and we'll find out." "But I'm scared. What if it's dangerous?" Nora said. And while they were trying to figure out what to do, Ollie had wandered up to the front seat and he just reached out his paw and pushed it. And the next moment, they all heard a loud explosion as the car jolted forward and they were all thrown back into their seats. They thought the car was going fast before, but now it was going as fast as a rocket ship. They looked down at the speedometer and the numbers started to grow. 90, 100, 110, 120. Luke screamed, "What is wrong with this van? What is going on, Nora?" Nora could hardly respond, but when they turned around to look out the back window, the police cars were far behind them, and even their helicopter was having a hard time keeping up with them. The van was going faster and faster until the two front wheels started to lift off the ground. It was like an airplane that was about to take off. Was this van supposed to fly? The kids looked back at the speedometer. 150. 160, 170, 180, 190. "We're going really fast, Nora." And then they felt the entire van lift off the ground. The speedometer was going even faster now. 220, 240, 260, 280, 300. They looked out the back window again, and all of those police cars were just a speck down on the ground. Nora said, "Where are you taking us, Luke?" "I'm not doing anything, Nora. This van is doing everything. Really?" Luke, Nora, and Ollie were above the clouds now and getting even higher. What in the world was going on? It was crazy enough that they had driven the van around by themselves all morning, but they never could have imagined that they'd be higher than an airplane right now. This is just a van. It's not supposed to fly like this. How were they supposed to know their van had rocket boosters hidden in the back? Their mom and dad never said anything about this. The van was taking them higher and higher into the air, and the kids had no idea how to stop it or where they were even going. Even if they could somehow turn the van around and bring it back to the ground, they had no idea how to land this thing. The van was flying unimaginably high by this time. And when they looked out the windows, they could see stars up in the sky. That's right, they were getting close to the edge of the atmosphere. They were almost in space now. Just as both kids were about to panic, Nora suddenly remembered seeing her mom play with the GPS map on the computer screen up in the front of the van before. So she quickly opened up the map and started tapping around until she saw a screen with two big buttons on it. One button had a picture that looked like some other planet, and then the other button next to it looks like their house where they lived. Well, Nora knew one thing for sure. They wanted to go home. They did not want to go to some other planet. So she pushed the button with a house on it, and suddenly, the van slowed way down. And it turned sharply to the right as it began slowly getting lower and descending down and back towards the Earth. And after sitting and patiently staring out the window for quite a few minutes, they started to recognize where they were. They were back in their hometown. They looked down and they could see landmarks and buildings that they recognized. They were getting closer to home. And as they got closer to their neighborhood, they couldn't see any signs of the police. No police cars, no helicopter. And eventually, the van landed itself gently right on the road. And Luke didn't even have to touch the wheel. It drove itself back to their street and right up their driveway and back into the garage, exactly where their adventure had begun. And just when the van stopped, Luke and Nora's mom opened the door and said, "Oh, good, you're all ready to go. I need you to get out of the driver's seat, Luke, and get back in your seat. It's time to go, okay?" "What?" said Luke. "Excuse me, Mom? Do you not know what we've been through this morning? Haven't you even wondered where we've been? And how come you never told us about the rocket boosters in this van?" Mom said, "What do you mean? You've only been out here for a minute." Luke and Nora looked at the clock in the car, and sure enough, the clock said 8:01. Luke and Nora stared at each other with confused looks on their faces. It was as if time itself had played a trick on them. They looked back at the clock again, and sure enough, it still just said 8:01. Oh, now it's 8:02. So Mom drove both kids to school, and neither Luke or Nora said anything about their adventure that day because they didn't even know if it was real. After all, how could all of that happen in 1 minute? It didn't make any sense. And when the kids got home from school that day, they were still confused about everything that had just happened. And as they stepped out of the van and walked into the house, they couldn't help but wonder what was really going on here. And how was the van able to freeze time like that? There was no way they had imagined everything that morning. Even Ollie was acting scared after everything he had seen. And there was something special about this van. It was unlike any other van on Earth, because it wasn't from Earth at all. Luke and Nora's parents had been driving this van around for years, but they didn't know it could do things and travel places that none of them could imagine. And it wouldn't be long until it took them on their next unexpected adventure.
But that's a story for another day.